How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And we are still in Edinburgh. This comes to you from Susie's kitchen in Edinburgh.
Yes, it does. It's, we're still here. That's the first
thing. Zelaine Stritch once said. Yes, I'm still here. Yes, we're still here. And,
You tired?
My voice is a little bit tired, as you can probably tell. So
very
I'm trying
gruff.
To rest a very butch, you might say.
The Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo. Have you ever called your show that?
No, of course not. That'd be a terrible idea.
People have had worse.
People have had worse. My first show was called Let's Get Ready to Ruffle.
That's nice too.
No, people really took the piss.
What? Why? What did they say?
Just that they thought it was shit. Not so much take the piss as
I was expecting a little witty bit of wordplay there.
No.
Breakfast I've just had, though, very nice, let me tell you, Susie.
Well, it wasn't as good as last week, was it? Last week I really went to town.
Well, last week was a bit of a special one, but don't worry. Today,
just smell the cardamom on some thins.
On some Warburton thins. I like those very much, actually, I have to say.
Well, I love bread.
Yeah, me too.
But if I ate what I wanted all of the time, I would be the size of a small, but very real house.
Yeah.
So I have to have things like thins, because I'm sometimes very greedy.
That's a nice compromise.
Yeah. You're right. I am good to myself.
You are good to yourself. And it was a lovely avocado with a bit of tomato on it as well, which I never usually do.
Oh, yeah, a bit of Evan Tom. See, yeah. I had peanut butter and jam, but I assume you wouldn't want that because it's a bit sweet.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I don't like peanut butter, actually.
Don't you?
Controversially, yeah.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
It's very good for you.
It's very good for you. I'm saying I have to say a lot. And I don't like it when people normally say that.
I don't like you saying it at all.
No, I have to say.
I have to say.
It's so arrogant to assume that...
Everyone's wondering what you have to say.
Yeah, like, the world revolves around what one has to say. I have to say. I saw that show, I have to say, I didn't enjoy it. Like, a horrible person would do that.
It does sound horrible, doesn't it?
Really horrible.
So how have your shows been, Tom? You seem to be having a wonderful festival.
Having a lovely time, thank you, Susie. Had an extra show on Friday.
Ooh!
Which I've never done before. It feels like a real turning point to be...
How was the extra show?
Lovely. I was quite nervous because I thought it's late. They might be drunk and very raucous.
You looked so good.
That's the thing.
Tom wore a grey suit with a check shirt and a black tie. Oh, divine.
I had it on yesterday, actually. And I've never sweated so much. So I think that suit might be destroyed.
For the bin.
For the bin, unfortunately. But
unfortunately,
thank you. I'm glad you saw it.
It's now banned.
It's now condemned. But no, I've been having a lovely time with my show, thank you. And very nice people have been coming to see it, and so I'm very, very happy. How is your show going, tell us, Susie?
Oh, it's been really lovely. Mm. Really nice audiences, really... See, I'm reading reviews, which I know that you're not.
I don't read reviews, yeah.
I know you don't, but I'm desperate to know what everyone thinks of me all of the time.
Well,
as long as it's good.
That's fine. I find that the good ones make for me... The good ones make me lazy. And if anybody says anything negative, then they make me feel sad.
Right, to be honest, rather than read them, I get the wife to give me the highlights.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But yeah, everything's been very fun, and the show's been very nice. And I've had a couple of like-minded friends come in.
Oh!
And give me a hug on the way out. And if that was you, you know who you are, and I think you're divine.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. I don't know if I've had any like-minded friends in to see me, actually. But they don't... Maybe they don't hug me. I'm not that tactile.
Well, I mean, you're telling people how sweaty you are.
Yeah, it's
not
a nice thing.
You, are they?
I do shake hands with people on the way in.
It's very good of you.
Mm.
Wearing a glove? Like a snooker player?
Yeah, of course. A surgical one. I mean, I like people, but not too much, you know.
No,
you have to be careful.
Well, yeah, the fringe.
Absolutely. You know. But no, it's been very, very nice, thank you. And I think it's sunny as well today, so I mean it's
really... It was sunny yesterday as well, I was over the moon.
But I was in no mood for enjoying the sun, that's the problem. So I just went swimming. Did 40 lengths though, if you don't mind.
Oh my god, I don't. Well done you.
I have to say. and 49th, and it was... No, it's not a very big swimming pool where I go. The Scotsman.
What is it, like a...
What?
I don't know, like 2 metres?
It's like a 1 metre pool. It's a jacuzzi.
Well, well done.
Well
still.
Done, though. 40, better than nothing. 40. You've got to take what you can.
You absolutely have to.
As I always say. And I've got a personal trainer there now.
Very good.
Did we talk about this last week? I can't remember.
I think we may have.
It's going very well with him. Very good. Well. Very well.
Have you started thinking about nuptials?
Yes.
Has he?
Not yet. He's not aware of this yet.
Okay.
Although I think he might be. The other day I did bring the subject of the conversation around to naked Swedish saunas, which I don't know if that's too subtle.
How was his reaction?
He was like, yeah, that's the thing about Europe.
Oh.
Mm.
And then did you suggest a ticket to Europe together?
No, but I want him to come and see my show.
Do you think he's got the gist that you're gay?
Oh, or yeah, we talk about that quite a lot.
Or are you pretending to be Birch?
I did try for a
did
bit.
Did you call him mate?
I sometimes call him mate, and I've started calling him dude and bro, and sometimes...
Dude sounds very weird out of
sometimes
your mouth.
We fist bump, which is not what I thought it was at all.
Oh, God, what a disappointment.
What a disappointment that day was. Anyway, no, it's going very well. It's very good to have somebody there, largely because, I mean, sometimes we just talk, but I think, you know, he's very handsome to me, and I'd happily pay just to talk to someone.
I don't think you should make that a thing that you do, though.
Really?
I think it seems quite bleak.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds...
And also, you're a pretty man with a lovely personality.
Well, you say that, Susie, but...
Physically.
Repulsive.
Repulsive.
Repulsive. Hideous.
I don't think it should be the word on the street that Tom pays for company of gentlemen.
Yeah,
you're
probably right.
It also sounds very 1920s.
Well, that's what I like, if nothing else. Did I talk about the top hat I bought?
Tom, this is brand new information to me. You've got a top hat.
Yeah, I bought a top hat. Oh, it's on the first day of the festival. You know what it's like. You're out. You want to buy a top hat. You want to...
When would you wear it?
Well, I don't know yet.
When it rains?
No.
I would love to see you mincing down the mile with a top hat on.
Well, let me tell you, those cobbles make everybody mince. So it's not just me. But also, it's silk plush, so I will not be wearing it in the rain. And it had the box with it as well. But it's on top of my wardrobe, which I think, you know, should I ever invite anybody back, which has not happened, then they would be quite... I think it would be quite horrifying if they were to see a top hat on top of it. It sort of looks like... It looks murderous, doesn't it? It's very...
Well, because it's a bit Jack the Ripper.
A bit Jack the Ripper, I'd say.
And I'd say just don't gut them.
Great tip there from Susie.
Great tip from me. Avocado with tomatoes on toast. Don't gut your dates.
Right?
Guys.
Lovely. Guys. So, what we were going to talk about is...
Negging.
Negging, which I'm not that familiar with. It's part of the game, isn't it?
Yes. So the game is a book, right? Written by some dreadful man.
Yeah. But there's also the rules, which somebody wrote for women, supposedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're both quite heinous, really.
Yeah, they're both terrible books. But I think negging is when you do that thing where you put someone down in order to build yourself up.
So have you had an experience of that? Because this festival, I imagine, is rife with that.
Well, I've been very good at not talking to cunts.
Ooh.
Are we allowed to use that word on the podcast?
Let's hope there's a parental guidance.
Oh, there's going to be, isn't there?
Mm. It's fine.
Is it fine? Tully, you can cut that if you want. That's our producer. I've done my best to stay away from pricks.
Yeah.
And that has worked. But you do bump into... I had someone the other day saying to me, oh, the thing is, I'm just so tired because I've done so many extra shows.
Oh, humble brag.
Stop that.
Some people have no self-awareness. It's unbearable.
Well, it's no self-awareness and also just it's the desire to tell people how well you're doing.
Yes, so that, maybe it's so conscious.
That,
yeah.
So that you have ownership over what people think of you.
Yes, it's very... You see, I always took the attitude of, they don't know what they mean. They're just being like, they're just telling me how they're doing. They want me to be proud of them. And then I realise,
no.
People are calculating and dreadful and they must not be trusted.
All people.
All people, everywhere.
Do you feel like that about me?
No, not you. But like
everyone,
some,
every other
everyone
person
else. No. Well, a lot of people. I think, well, as I would say, if you walk away from a conversation and you feel a bit bad about yourself, then you have to question if that person's a friend.
I completely agree.
So, you know, I think that's what I would say in it. And I've had experiences of people, I was saying to Susie, about how I've had conversations with people who love to talk about their sex life and love to be like, oh, well, you know, just so many, like if they're, like, several gay men have done this, and when they're like, the thing is, like so many straight guys just want to have sex with me. Like, A...
We don't believe you.
A, we don't believe you, because
Your Highness.
You're a terrible person. Why would anybody find you attractive? But B...
Tom, tell us what you really think.
B, you know, stop talking, not like... And as well, like, what is this whole thing of, like, turning a straight person or whatever?
There's no pride in that.
There's no... And it's also like, well, that person maybe is just in the mood for exploring things anyway and just sort of wanted...
But also bragging about your sex life is
just, I think bragging about your sex life is... I mean, who cares who it's with, but...
It's such a, but I think bragging in general... Now, I'm sure that I've been... I'm sure that I've done it in the past, and it's probably... It says so much more about me than the person that I'm talking to, because I'm probably just trying to build myself up when I'm having a bad day or something,
of
you
course,
know.
Yeah.
And it's something that I hope that I don't do very regularly, but I may have done in the past. But I think that any sort of bragging like that is just so... It's really cheap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a really cheap thing to do.
Yeah, it's really cheap, isn't it? And it's really... I think if you take a step back, it seems so obvious, but in the moment, I'm always taken in by it.
Oh, God, totally. I remember when I was single, there'd be, like, I sort of dated a girl that negged me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I remember her once saying to me, so do you think this comedy thing's going to work out? And I was like, oh, God, like...
That's maybe, such a horrible thing to say,
not.
Isn't it?
And it... And it's I was such sort a, like, quite twisted... new and, you know, I'd previously had a girlfriend who was... really supported me doing comedy and like, and we broke up on, you know, really nice terms. And then all of a sudden, this new girl was involved in my life, and she was
Let's
being
just call
so
her what she is, bitch.
Bitch face cowbag. I have to give her her full name. Dog face. Bitch case, cow face, dog face, bitch. And.
You're very well known family.
And yeah, she would do that to me all the time. She would neg me, you know, just be like, I'd come off and I'd have, like, an okay gig, but not great.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, when we start stand-up, if anyone's thinking of starting stand-up, there's any new comics that listen to this.
Foolishly listen to this.
Everyone's terrible for a bit. Everyone is so bad for a while.
Yeah, and, yeah, you have to allow yourself that.
Like,
yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And so I came off stage after having a completely fine gig for someone that was new.
What, and then she said that
And she
to you.
Said, oh, was that embarrassing?
Oh, no.
So horrid. But if someone does it with, like, a smiley face...
Yeah.
And, like, a pleasant demeanour.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to know how to take it.
Yeah.
Bullies.
Bullies, right?
Bullies.
Yeah, I think... it is bullying, isn't it? And I noticed it yesterday, somebody said to a friend of mine... I haven't actually said this to this particular friend, but I will do. I noticed that he ran into somebody, and they were like, oh, my God, I can't believe it, you've got a girlfriend. And they were, like, old friends. And I thought, oh, that is an unkind thing to say, that... my friend was happy to... Just didn't even notice. But I will say to him, I don't think that's a friend of yours who's saying that.
No, I think that's horrible.
But you know how people are... It's very... I don't know if it's a British thing or if it's a... I don't know. I don't want to give anybody any examples. But it's sort of like... It's like... It's sometimes it's like banter or...
Yeah.
Like just a bit of I think the word is gentle ribbing.
Yeah, but I think...
Thank you.
But I think gentle ribbing leads to hard poking.
Yeah, it really does. And not in a good way. Because I think it's, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of it goes on. And I, like I say, I think if you take a step back, it seems very obvious. But when you're in the moment experiencing it, I think genuine people don't really pick up on it.
No, I completely agree. I know a comedian who, during my first year of Edinburgh, and she doesn't like me. And that's fine. You know, you can't be liked by everyone, can you?
We're referencing a lot of people in this who, anybody wants to join the dots, I hope they don't work out.
Who we're talking about. Yeah. But she said to me in my first year of Edinburgh,
I hate you.
No, she said...
That's good.
About 2 weeks into the festival, she said, oh, I forgot that you were here. I've heard very little about your show.
Oh, God.
Which
what
is
a bitch.
Yeah. So mean. I don't think you'll work out who she is, but if you do, you get 10 points.
10 points. Oh, wow. That is appallingly bad.
That's the thing. That's why I think in these situations it's so important sort of look after yourself at the festival, isn't it?
To
surround
any
yourself
situation.
With people.
Yeah, don't
yes,
like...
Yes, totally.
And
you're
also,
totally
like,
right.
Is it one of those... I never know what these slogans are, but is it, like, control your own destiny a bit, or, like, take charge of those situations? It's in our power.
Mm-hmm.
To go, that person's making me feel bad. I do not need them to be a mother. You don't have
totally.
To have horrible people in your life. And sometimes we're, like, that sort of narcissistic thing. Is it narcissistic? Of going, like, I want to be a friend to everybody. You don't have to be a friend to everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're horrible.
I'm not sure, yeah, but I know exactly what you mean.
Or like codependency. I've never really read that much about it, but my friend tells me about codependency. I think we should all read books on that, by the way.
But I think that's the thing. I think surrounding yourself with... Do you know what, something my brother
positive
says?
Positive things, and then you're going to get prosperity.
That too.
Is that what your brother says?
No, it's not. But he might... No, he wouldn't say that. But he is... My brother's quite a shy man. He's a very kind, lovely, quite shy man that has had the same group of friends for a very long time. And I remember him saying to me when I was growing up, when I was having a bit of trouble making friends...
Oh, yeah, you know, it's like that. Yeah.
If you have more best friends than you can count on one hand, some of them aren't best friends.
Very true. Very true.
I think that's really... That's the thing. And you've got to be picky about who those people are.
Yeah, you've got to interview them.
Interview? Call them back for a second interview.
Yeah, speak to their families.
Assault course.
Of course, you've got to make sure they're fit in every way. No point having unfit.
One of them couldn't get up the rope. Sorry.
Left them on the other side of that wooden wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to. You have to be ruthless.
Talking of getting up ropes, have you watched any of the Olympics?
You know what? I have, actually.
The gymnastics is amazing.
That one where they just do fancy walking.
Oh my God, I love it.
Have we talked about that?
A little bit, yeah, but I loved it.
I love the fancy walking on the square. I love it when they do... Do you know what else I enjoyed? Is it the pole vault? It's like a high jump, but with a stick.
Didn't someone knock off the stick with their penis?
According to something on Facebook, I think they did say that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay.
But...
I thought that would be the kind of thing you might have read up on.
I was tempted to click, actually. Yeah. But I didn't. I did do that. I have seen a bit of that. Yeah, I find that quite exciting. It's like just being on a bendy pole. It's so exciting.
I watched
inspiring.
The pommy horse. Is it called pommy horse?
Oh, the dancing horses.
No, my God, not pommy horse. That's what you use to get hard skin off your feet, isn't it?
That's a pommel stone.
That's a pommel stone.
Or pommel stone.
The one that the boys do that have got the handles.
Oh, the bars.
No.
Oh, the horse.
The horse. Yeah. Oh, is it just called a horse?
Oh, probably the pommel horse. I don't know.
The pommy stone.
Anyway,
we got... I had very little to do with it, if I'm honest.
Mm.
We got a gold medal.
Nice use of we.
Thank you. Royal we.
Imagine being an Olympic gymnast. Imagine going out with an Olympic gymnast.
Oh my God, so muscly.
So muscly. It would be terrifying.
But maybe...
can't we just get out of bed in the normal way? They'd be swinging over the chandeliers.
Yeah. Oh, chandeliers. Excuse me, how much do you think they get paid?
Oh, they're going to cash in that gold medal. For gold.
Do you earn a lot of money if you win an Olympic medal?
No, I don't think so. I think you have to be clever and do it through sponsorship, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know if you realise this, but I'm not actually an Olympic gold medalist. A lot of people are surprised by that, though.
Yeah, I am. If you were, what do you think your sport would be?
Maybe the diving, I want to say. That seems like a good one. Everybody seems to like somebody who does the diving.
And then you'd be friends with Tom Daly.
Oh, and I'm sure he's very nice. He's got lovely teeth, hasn't he, Tom Daly?
He is so hot.
Super hot.
He's like a beautiful man.
He's a very beautiful man, yeah. He seems like a very nice man.
Yeah.
And his friends seem nice. We don't know much about him. He's only just emerging into the sphere.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
The new diver.
By the way...
Yes.
Talking of Olympics, nothing to do with Olympics. I, on my day off the other day, went for afternoon tea at the Balmoral Hotel.
I wasn't invited.
Took my godson there. He had a lovely time until I held him for a bit and then he started screaming. I think he might be quite homophobic, I don't know. He's only six.
How old is he now, 6 months?
6 months, I mean, you can tell. And then, we had a lovely time. The Balmoral, there were so many cakes. We had an amuse-bouche, which I always think would be a great name for a show. And then... Or a child. This is my child, amuse-bouche. Funny mouth. And then we had an amuse-bouche of, like, gazpacho. Then we had...
Do you like gazpacho? Isn't that just cold soup?
Well, it was... they called it a Virgin Bloody Mary, actually.
Oh, okay.
So suddenly we're fine. Suddenly it's like...
But I'd prefer a...
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, Bloody Mary. Mm,
but we weren't on a plane. It's always my go-to drink on British Airways.
Is it?
Yeah, always.
But that's because you fly BA. You see, I'm more of a Ryanair girl myself.
Well, you can get a... You probably can, yeah.
Yeah, it probably comes in a can.
Oh, it probably comes in like a sachet that you have to squeeze out.
Oh, yeah.
With a box of chips. what do they do, like a box of crisps, don't they?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Horrid.
But I really enjoyed that. Let me tell you, I recommend that to anybody who wants a treat in Edinburgh.
The Balmoral?
The Balmoral.
The
Balmoral, as apparently some people call it, in Edinburgh.
Oh, the Balmoral.
Yeah, I like that, right? It was dead fancy.
Dead
and very nice.
Fancy.
Dead fancy. It did feel like an Agatha Christie, actually. And there was a woman playing a harp.
Ooh,
oh, it was lovely. Oh, it was so lovely.
Very nice indeed.
Yeah, yeah, very nice. Very, very nice.
I mean, strange place to take a six-month-old. Don't know if he would have... Oh, I assume his parents went with you.
Yeah, they came too, yeah, to hold him up.
So it was just the two of you.
It would have been awkward. He would have been screaming all the time.
Would have been a bit much for a child.
But no, he doesn't scream all the time, actually. He was very good. It was only when I held him that he cried.
I mean, it says more about you than it does about him, I think.
I think it says a lot about me. I'm really worried. But I think, you know, we've got a nice picture, which has got on my lock screen, so people think I'm kind. So that's fine.
And that's the only real reason that anyone wants a picture with a baby.
Yeah, exactly. So people think you're kind. So that worked out really well, actually. What else has been happening to you this week, Susie? Talking of negging.
Well, I had a little bit of the old homophobia at a late night gig.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, I was on stage and all these very drunk men, and then they were shouting out different things, and then they tried to sort of imply that I wasn't funny, but the rest of the audience was so with me that couldn't really happen. Because right. I was like, well, everyone's laughing except for you. Like, I think you're the problem in the situation.
So weird, isn't it?
And then they said, why don't you fuck off, you fucking dyke?
Oh.
Which was a bit strong.
That is not very nice.
Well, it's that thing where I came off stage and I felt... Maybe it makes me feel tearful.
Yeah.
Like, not now, but in the moment. Because it makes you feel so impotent and so, like...
Yeah.
What can I say back to that? Well, no, you fuck off. And then you're just in a slagging...
Some sort of school playground. Yeah, I find that. It's never really made me feel like, I'm going to sass you right back.
Yeah,
it's always just made me feel really crushed.
I was horrible to them and the audience were on my side and everyone thought it was very funny and I dealt with it very well.
Yeah.
But just the... Yeah, and so it's a weird thing, isn't it? I found myself just getting so angry and not knowing what to do with the anger.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But... What can you do with that?
So, but what did you do? Didn't you do something very positive on the back of it?
I've read an article about it, which is on the Huffington Post. Or if you follow me on Twitter, I've just tweeted about it.
Susie, you do a lot on the Huffington Post. I think you should tell the listeners about that.
I do a lot on the Huffington Post, guys. I like to write a little article from time to time. It's because I one day dream of writing a book and living in Berlin while I'm doing it.
Well, I mean, the Huffington Post isn't a far cry from it.
Look, right?
Living in Hoxton,
writing for the Huffington Post, one day live in Berlin... Writing a novel.
Not a million miles. No. You're very much on the way.
Very much on the way. But it's very nice, actually, because I am someone... Because of my sort of... I didn't have a great time at school, and because I'm very dyslexic, I always thought that writing wasn't an option for me.
Mm.
So certainly when I started stand-up, I remember being like, oh, I'm a performer that writes.
Oh, right. Interesting.
That's always how I thought of myself. Like, oh, I'm really good on stage and writing something that I've learned to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's only been in the last sort of 6 months that I've started writing one blog a month
for
the Huffington Post.
So good to
do. And it's great. One of them was published with a typo, which was a real embarrassment.
Oh,
but I don't think people really care.
All the time.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's made me feel great about myself because it's something that I didn't think was an option for me. Because I've always struggled with that sort of thing. And now, because, you know, the perimeters have changed and it doesn't have to be marked by someone at school and I'm just putting it out for my own pleasure and hopefully for other people to enjoy or to make people think or to, you know, set something for people to read on their way to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like a very cathartic thing to do because I came home and I felt quite angry about it and then I got
of
up
course.
The next day and just thought, oh, right, okay, I'm going to have a go. I'm just going to write something.
It's nice to do that, actually, isn't
and
it?
And then as soon as I'd done it,
like
all of the anger and the upset was gone.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, I feel completely dead to it now.
That's
like,
so good.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Well, it says more about them than it does about me. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose, sadly, that is the... In a way, it is a positive thing. But it's sad that it has to be the way that... It's a mark of experience, I think, to go through that and to then be able to sort of shrug those times off. I mean, that's an awful thing to say. It's amazing they didn't throw him out.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even know if people... knew what he was shouting or whatever, but I came on stage and everyone was like, are you okay? And the next night I went and did another gig where some of the same people were there and they're like, oh my God, I heard about what happened to you last night.
Awful.
But I mean, I don't know. I have a very happy life and I have a lovely partner and I live in a very nice, and I do a job that I love.
Yeah.
And I can only assume that if you go out with that much hate in yourself, inside yourself,
that you feel
it's completely fine to chastise someone that you've never met in front of a room full of people.
Yeah,
whilst they're at work.
Chastise. Yes,
it's says so. Yeah. You know, after you know, this happened maybe 5 days ago. I'm now just feeling quite sorry for him because I think, well,
yeah,
you must be having a terrible day.
Yeah.
If you think that's acceptable. And yeah, if it's not, yeah, you're a nasty guy. And so I...
And some people are horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I know I've said it before. But some people, not all people, but some people are nasty.
And that's why you wear your surgical gloves.
And that's why I have to wear my surgical gloves.
And your top hat. You're starting to look weirder. I'm going to have to be honest.
Maybe this is the problem with finding a partner.
Maybe.
Maybe. Too weird. But no, I think it's important to check it and also to bring it to light as well so people, it's not going unnoticed, that sort of aggression.
Yeah.
But
I think before I may have sat on that, or I may have just told people or bitched about it in the pub.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, no, I put it out there. People can read it if they want. And now I've got no interest in
talking.
I'm
not giving message,
I'm not allowing my brain any more time to be concerned with that man.
Yeah.
Or those men.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because why should I care?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, one day I'll be queen.
So, and they will all be sorry then. No, good for you for doing that. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? I do think it's so easy to cling to negativity, as we're talking about negging. You know, and in whether it's done to us, and it's very easy to kind of hold on to it and make it a part of ourselves, when actually I think it's good to turn it around and throw it back out. Do you know?
Yeah, totally. And like,
not throw it back out, as in like...
Be nasty back.
Go
no,
off
but
to another...
I think that one thing I have learned as I've got older, and as we all know, I'm 30 now, so I am...
Older.
Very wise.
Be older.
Very, very wise. Still younger than you, Tom, but very wise.
Be younger than me.
V, well, not really V. A small V. But
sure. I'll have a small V. I go to the gym.
But... It's so important, isn't it? This can be in relationships or work or in your friendship groups. It's so good to often remind yourself that often something nasty happens to you, or someone says something nasty, or someone's negative or whatever. If someone's bringing something to you that makes you feel bad, it is so, so more often something about what's happening in their life.
Absolutely.
Than anything to do with yourself.
At the same time, don't be afraid to just box them in the head.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I'd say carry things you can hit people with.
Yeah, definitely. Just kidding.
Only joking, guys. Just have a boxing glove. Just one.
Yeah, it's padded then. Right?
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's it. Remember, it's about them. But it's a great thing to let those... To get through those things. And to not let them kind of be absorbed into us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to keep living a positive life. I think it's very... It's harder.
Of course.
But it's easy to be... I think that's what I've always felt. It's easy to be negative. Or to be...
I completely agree.
Negativity. But to be positive and upbeat and living your life to the full is harder, but much more worthwhile.
Yes, agreed.
I really should try it one day. Now, that brings us to a close to our podcast this week.
Thank you very much for listening, as always.
It's so nice to chat with you mid-Edinburgh Festival.
This time next week.
We'll be near the end.
We'll be near the end. We'll have four
of shows left. Of the festival, not...
Our lives.
Who knows? But, thank you so much for joining us. Do keep abreast of what's going on with us. Send us a message. We love getting your messages. Do come and see us on the tour. Details at susieruffle.co.uk.
Or tomallon.com. TomIndeed.com.
TomIndeed.com. TomIndeed.com.
I'm so sorry, Tom.
How many more times, Susie?
I'm so sorry.
But thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to chatting to you very, very soon. But for now, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering Some of Life's Big Questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.